All right, so I'm going to make two videos in regards to this. I had to make one for Twitter because they only allow 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This is following a Twitter thread that I created, so it's a bit of a thought experiment. So just consider this for a second. You're Brian Mulroney. You're a conservative prime minister. In 1992, you go to Rio de Janeiro to sign the Rio Declaration, which is, in other words, Agenda 21. It's an agenda created by an unelected, unaccountable foreign entity. Within that agenda, it's creating policy, cookie cutter policy for the world, none of which has any value or recognizes any of the best interests of Canada as a nation. It flies in the face of our best interests, quite frankly. So he signs this agenda in 92, and then he comes back to Canada, doesn't inform any of the people that elected that government, their constituents, doesn't send any of their MPs back home to tell anybody what the consequences of this agenda are. In fact, what's done is it was framed as conspiracy theory. So they all denied it existence. They all denied that they've committed to this, and it was business as usual. Nobody was any of the wiser. In fact, anybody that did mention this Agenda 21 was framed as and labeled as and ridiculed as a conspiracy theorist, even though it was confirmed that they signed it and they committed to this. Moving forward, after the Liberals took power, they implemented a lot of policy. It went through its own development. They implemented policy throughout the bureaucracy, government bureaucracy, and through the public service. And then enter the Harper years. In 2008, under the Harper government, created and passed a bill called the Sustainability Act, which compels our government in Canada to report its progress in achieving the goals of sustainable development to the UN, an unelected, unaccountable foreign entity who's creating this policy, who's creating this agenda for the planet, for the world, and it doesn't represent any of our best interests in Canada. In fact, quite the opposite. So they create this law which compels us to meet these targets under our own law. Just let that sink in for a minute. You have an unelected, unaccountable foreign entity creating policy for your nation, and your nation, your government, then creates law that compels your government to meet these targets. Let that sink in. Then in 2015, Harper signs the latest incarnation of this agenda, Agenda 2030, the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. Again, he doesn't go back to his constituents. He doesn't go back to his, send his MPs back to their ridings to inform the people of what this agenda actually represents, what some of the consequences to this agenda really are. No. In fact, they still deny its existence to this very day. And it was still framed as conspiracy theory after being signed again in 2015. And then Trudeau was elected. And Trudeau referred to our nation as the first post-national state and a country with no core identity. Why did he say that? Not for your benefit, but for his handler's benefit. He was telling the UN and the World Economic Forum that he's fully on board with this agenda and they will implement all things required under this agenda. Fully compliant to an unelected, unaccountable foreign agenda that doesn't represent the interests of Canadians whatsoever. That's who he was talking to. And that's exactly what he's done since the day he was elected. Every OIC order in council, every bill that's been passed, every bureaucratic policy has been in compliance with the Sustainable Development Agenda, the SDGs, Agenda 2030. That's why you hate Trudeau as much as you do. Because everything associated to what he's done is in compliance with that agenda, including COVID. COVID was a social engineering mechanism, a conditioning mechanism to prepare you for what is yet to come through this agenda. This is what it represents. And not once, not ever has any elected official in this country, federally, provincially, municipally, ever informed any of you as to what this agenda represents and what the consequences of signing onto this agenda is for us. And how detrimental it is to our freedoms, to our rights, to our prosperity, to our sovereignty, to our truth. Never once have any of them ever informed the constituents of what this agenda represents. And still to this very day, your conservative leader denies knowing anything about it, even though he's voted on it 6 times, even though he sat on sustainable development committees. He's not once mentioned it or acknowledged it or recognized it, or will he ever denounce it? Not only that, but you have independent media that's carrying water for this federal conservative party. Nobody's holding them accountable. Nobody's asking the right questions. Sure, it's okay to denounce the World Economic Forum. That's no problem. We'll back you up on that. In fact, we'll even fly over there. And we'll ask a bunch of tough questions. And we'll look like we're doing something. But we won't ask the federal conservatives what their position is on the Sustainable Development Goals, the pinnacle of all globalism. The World Economic Forum is simply a support mechanism for that agenda. That's all it is. The same people that created this agenda are the same people that created the World Economic Forum as a support mechanism to this agenda. Dobie. Enough. Hang on. My dog's flipping out. There's a dog walking by. Okay, Dobie, enough. Enough. So, here we are. That's where we are. That's where we're at. Enough now. And this is why I hold the conservatives in such contempt. Because they've held you in contempt. Because they've kept this from you. The whole establishment. I mean, if you look at it, the liberals actually acknowledge it. Trudeau's acknowledged it numerous times in the media. That they're achieving using COVID to achieve the goals of sustainable development. He's openly admitted it. And his liberal supporters lap that stuff up like mother's milk, of course. But the conservatives know that if they tried to sell this to their members, if they tried to sell this to the people, it would be rejected out of hand. Because it destroys everything we cherish. That's why. I can never support the Conservative Party, ever. Think about that, please. Please think about it. Please understand this. Stay tuned for a production we put together. We're going through all of the goals, 1 through 17. We discuss each one of them. Each one is 45 minutes to an hour. After watching that, you'll have a firm understanding of what this agenda actually means. As I said, no elected official has ever done this. They've never informed the people as to what this agenda represents. So we took it upon ourselves to do it ourselves. And we put a lot of time and effort into it. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be an important one. All right. Ciao for now.